we started this about a month after I became the host of Weekends and All Things Considered. So back in around June of 2009, I thought of this idea where we could ask listeners to contribute creative content to the show. You know, because we ask our listeners to contribute to public radio, right?
Oh, yeah.
We ask them all the time. So I thought, what about contributing creatively, right, where you're actually putting content on to the program. So 3-Minute Fiction came about that way. It was like it was a way to make the show interactive. And I never thought it would go beyond one round. But now we're in round 8, and we're talking about 40,000 stories that have been submitted by public radio listeners all over the country.
Has interest this year been as high as it has been in years past?
It seems like every time we launch a new round, we get more and more submissions.
So what makes it so popular? What do you think is the appeal? It,
you know, everyone's busy. Everyone's got things going on in their lives. But I wanted it to be something that would be doable and something that maybe somebody who is a bit intimidated by a writing contest would consider doing, because it's you don't have to be a trained writer. In fact, the vast majority of people who submit stories are first-time writers.
You always do have celebrity judges, at least in the literary world. I think
right.
They're kind of rock stars.
I do, too.
Are they the ones who choose the challenges? And then what can you tell me about what's in store for this round 8?
Yes, they do choose the challenges. And we work with them to make sure that, you know, we want a challenge that is broad enough where we get a variety of stories. This time around, the judge is Luis Alberto Urrea. He's an incredible novelist. His latest book is Queen of America. And he's actually been on the program before. And he has issued a challenge which asks listeners to begin the story with a very specific sentence. And that sentence is, she closed the book, placed it on the table, and finally decided to walk through the door. So you got to use that as your first line and okay. Take the story from there.
I don't know if you have read all, 40,000 that have come over the transom over the past few years, but I imagine you read a lot. Are you surprised by what you get after a sentence like that sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a one round where each story had to begin. The nurse left work at 5 o'clock. One of the submissions was something like, "The nurse left work at 5 o'clock was the most influential punk album of his generation." And then they took the story in the direction that they wanted to take it in. So it was almost sort of wrestling control away from that parameter. It was so cool. It was great. And we've had people writing stories about places and about moments in time and about some stories have been about nothing. They've just been images. They've been very visual.
All right. So what do aspiring 3-minute fiction writers need to do?
Okay, you got to go to the website, npr.org/3-minute-fiction. That's all spelled out. And at that website, you will see all the rules for the competition, and you've got to submit your story through that website. There's a little window there. It says a little button there. It says submit your story. You click on it. You paste it into the window, and you hit submit, and that's it. And then over the course of the next several weeks after that, while we're reading these stories, and we get help from students at the Iowa Writers Workshop and at NYU, while we go through those stories, we are going to read excerpts from standout stories on the program on Weekends and All Things Considered. We bring on Susan Stamberg and Bob Mondello and familiar public radio voices to read excerpts from those stories, and it's a lot of fun. We love when we launch 3-Minute Fiction. The whole staff gets excited. And and I'm expecting lots of submissions from Colorado.
Okay, there you go. You've heard the challenge
right.
From Guy Raz. Guy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Erin.